Critics of the political money system had a big win early this year. Responding to public dismay over the collapse of Enron, a major campaign donor, Congress passed an overhaul of campaign finance laws known as the McCain-Feingold Bill. Since then, critics of the system say their victory has been systematically eroded. Reform leaders are back on the offensive. NPR's Peter Overby reports.
When Congress passed the McCain-Feingold Reform Bill last spring, its advocates took pains to say their fight was only beginning. They were right, maybe more than they knew. They've spent much of the year preparing to defend the law's constitutionality in court. The case will be heard starting December 4th. It's expected to go on to the Supreme Court. The reformers have also blasted the Federal Election Commission for writing regulations that they say cut the guts out of the new law. But yesterday, leaders of the reform movement called on that same commission to go after the Democratic National Committee and the National Republican Congressional Committee. They allege that both of these committees set up so-called shadow organizations in order to raise the big soft money contributions that the parties themselves can no longer solicit. Trevor Potter is a former chairman of the Federal Election Commission. Now he's head of the Campaign and Media Legal Center, providing legal support for the reformers.
It's obvious today that some Washington political operatives do not want to believe that anything has changed.
Potter said it's like the early 1990s. That's when party leaders started aggressively rounding up soft money checks from corporations, unions, and the wealthy, and the commission didn't stop them.
You have political actors who are going beyond the law and gambling that they're going to get away with it.
In fact, Washington fundraisers have been in a rush to contact the soft money donors and channel their dollars into new organizations. Fred Wertheimer, head of the think tank Democracy 21, said the donors should resist.
This is a question of evading and busting through a brand new law. And everyone who is played by the old rules ought to think as an individual and an American citizen whether they want to break the new law.
That infuriated Don McGahn, general counsel for the Republican Congressional Committee.
I think they're trying to scare people away from being involved in the political process. One way is to declare political entities somehow suspect. That is completely reckless. People should not hesitate to be involved in the political process.
The new law took effect November 6th. Just before that, McGahn's committee gave $1 million to a new group, the Leadership Forum, headed by a former Republican congressman and a former aide to Tom DeLay, who is soon to be House Majority Leader. The Leadership Forum has asked the Elections Commission to bless that donation, which is now being held in a separate account, according to the group's lawyer. The movement's best-known standard-bearer is still Republican Senator John McCain. He's been calling for a total overhaul of the Federal Election Commission. Earlier this week, he endorsed tighter controls on the rising tide of money in state judicial elections.
I think it's vital because the battle has now shifted from the legislative field to the judicial field. So I think it's really just an integral part of this whole battle for reform.
A battle on many fronts, and none of it will be easy. The complaint yesterday and the press conference announcing it touched off volleys of vitriol from party regulars. Joe Carmichael is head of the new Democratic State Parties Organization. The reformers say it's set up to handle soft money that's now off limits to the Democratic National Committee. Carmichael says the organization is scrupulously trying to obey the new law, but that it doesn't matter.
You can't make these people happy. I mean, Common Cause has but one cause, and that is to eliminate political parties. I mean, they talk about money, but what they really hate are political parties.
The advocates of tougher campaign finance laws still have one primary goal, to keep the latest reform law in effect so it can govern the 2004 election cycle. But they've now reached the point where they can wage that fight and press ahead on other fronts, too. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.